Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I appreciate this opportunity to speak, and I appreciate the opportunity of everybody that is here, both for and against this project. My written testimony has cited three paragraphs that I am opposed to, and basically what it is taking the credit, renewable credits away from small hydro owners and giving it to large hydro owners.
The bill is dead, so that's not going to happen.
I understand that, and that was his testimony. The one thing I did have at the end of that, Mr. Chairman, if I may, is that I would respectfully request, in the event this is taken from the consent list, that the Public Utilities Commission revisit the physical impact and have an independent accounting firm verify their figures. I'm a former selectman, budget committee member, and original planning board member in the town of Stewartstown, also a former public service company of New Hampshire line worker. The jobs that have been talked about being created by this massive project are temporary jobs, and there is nobody, to the best of my knowledge, north of the town of Groveton qualified to work on any of these towers, either installing, repairing, or maintaining them. There are two individuals in the North Country, and that is all that I am aware of. What has not been mentioned here today is, what will the depreciation of the new substation be? Will it offset the abatements that landowners will be and should get? And can the same be said about the towers and lines? New Hampshire is now and will continue to be an exporter of electricity even without Hydro-Québec. As a 25-year member of the New Hampshire Soccer Officials Association and the baseball and softball associations in this state, I have never seen such a blatant example of changing the rules in the middle of a game. Thank you for the opportunity.